Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 here at MVP Summit 2015 with Jeffrey Palermo. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good.
How was the flight in?
It went as planned, direct flight from Austin.
My goodness, that's awesome. Yeah. So we were chatting a little bit before we got started. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I run a software engineering firm called ClearMeasure, but what's big, what's going on in the industry is the whole DevOps movement and how it impacts how software is developed, maintained, and supported going forward. And 10 years ago, the whole Agile movement was really catching steam. I mean, 15 sure. years ago it started, but it really caught steam. And so today, notions like continuous integration and automated testing are accepted as normal, but still not everybody's doing it.
Right, I see.
But it's accepted as normal. The DevOps movement is just gaining steam. I think 10 years from now, it'll be a lot of those concepts will be accepted as normal, but not everybody will be doing them.
I see.
But they make such a huge difference in removing the friction from versioning and pushing software forward and getting it to production and monitoring it. You're probably familiar with the test-driven development.
Of course.
When there's a bug, you create a failing test to isolate that bug, then you fix the bug, and now that test is in your suite to make sure that type of thing never happens again. Well, with the DevOps mindset, in production, if there's an issue that gets past the tier one support guys mm-hmm. with the knowledge base, then, okay, you gotta fix the issue. But then you go back and you figure out, why was that thing ever allowed to happen? You isolate it, put in some automation into the monitoring suite, into the remediation suite in production, with the goal of that type of thing, when it happens again in production, either the tier one support people are now armed to fix it and it doesn't have to be an escalation, or we have a way to look at our monitoring and prevent or see ahead of that type of thing happening, and we get better and better and better.
That's awesome. So a lot of times the DevOps is kind of, look, we make buzzwordy type things. DevOps, I feel, is one of them, and it feels kind of like a nebulous thing. Whereas Agile, I tend to understand. So maybe if you can frame like what the process is for doing DevOps correctly to sort of help me understand how we can do this moving forward.
Sure. So I want to acknowledge that there's two camps that are trying to define this.
Cool. Thing. Okay.
For instance, all of the ops guys, the people who grew up and changing and spiking hard drives and then that group has done a really good job and they had huge advances because not only a server, you know, 1998, I just saw a picture of the servers that ran IBM.com in 1998. There's these gray big boxes that are on a shelf that looks like it should be at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And you know, before the 1U and the 2U servers even came around. And so the folks in the ops world and in the data centers and running these systems, they've done a great job about pushing that area forward.
Sure.
And certainly I've played in that space and bounced back and forth, but virtualization and VMware and Hyper-V, everything is a virtual server now. And then with cloud, just with operating systems, we still have two proprietary and one open source operating system. We have AWS, we have Azure, and then we have OpenStack. Those are data center operating system now. But the ops guys have really done a good job pushing forward, and they're thinking, okay, we've done a lot of automation. Now, this DevOps movement, we need to go and help out those Yahoo developers. So let's start moving towards developers. But then the developers come from the Agile movement and continuous integration and all that stuff. We've made so much advances. Let's start moving towards the ops people and let's go help out those Yahoo ops guys. So these two camps are both trying to define this word from their perspective. So you have a lot of intense dialogue.
And that's okay.
But it's a convergence because in the 70s, if you built it, you ran it. And then the advent of the mainframe, when one person on a terminal could take down the mainframe for everybody else, that caused there to be this separation, and now it's coming back together. And I think 10 years from now, it'll be back to like it was in the 70s. If you build it, you run it.
Well, specifically with cloud separation. Too, right?
Well, yeah, it's so repeatable. Just with the cloud and with Azure Stack, I think Dell is going to do some things with Azure Stack and so many other data centers. They can say, hey, I've got 6 cabinets worth of capacity of Azure Stack. All of the automation works fine. Because, I mean, how many thousand data centers are there in the country?
Yeah, with not using all their compute time either.
Absolutely.
This is empty compute time just sort of sitting around idly.
So I think it's the Agile mindset going all the way into environments and into production.
So it feels
automating
like
everything.
It feels like the DevOps movement is literally sort of the joining of the dev and the operation. Oh my goodness, DevOps. Hey,
exactly.
It works. So these two folks are sort of coming together for what? What would you say would be what's the end goal from both ends? Because they're both, it feels like they're coming together, but so their goals right. should be similar.
The end goal is to make computing move at the speed of business. Nobody really wants computers. Nobody really wants software.
Right.
People want to get business done. That's what is real. Nobody wants a drill. They just want a hole.
I see.
Right? So nobody really wants all this software technology stuff. They just want to get stuff done. And these business critical software systems, there's websites all over the place and mobile apps and all this stuff. We deal with the really complex business critical systems where, I mean, if it goes down, a company's losing money immediately.
Sure. Or they may even go out of business.
Right. So in that space, it's almost like this big computer system, which a lot of people come to work every day and they use that system to get their job done.
Right.
And just like a factory, people come to a factory to get the job done. And so these systems help a business operate and compete in the marketplace. And so what we're really trying to do, and everybody's trying to do this, is figure out how can we put new capabilities into production and it not be a big deal, and not be an all weekend affair, things not go wrong. How can we not accidentally introduce a regression bug or do something and then the end of month report 4 weeks from now is found to be broken because of something we did at the beginning of the month?
I see.
So how can we get better? How can we increase the quality, but at the same time move faster and remove all of the friction out of the entire pipeline? I mean, like Lean says, the entire value chain. How can we optimize the entire value chain? And software's not valuable until it's being used so that the business can compete more effectively, and then it has to be in production.
I like how you answer the question of what's the goal, right? Because I always come at it like, okay, the goal is to have a repeatable deployment process, and that might be part of it.
Oh, yeah,
but
certainly.
But it's really about how do I deliver the value faster with less errors?
Right.
And anything that you can do from the ops side or from the dev side, you want to do that.
Right.
Can you give us some examples of some of the stuff you're doing to achieve that goal?
Sure. For instance, one of our clients is in the medical space. They are experts in transcriptions, and so their employees are trained in like doctor personal assistants and all the jargon. And the experience that is provided by this company to a doctor and to a hospital is the doctor has a day of patient visits, and he kind of goes through and he remembers what he did. Well, now he has to do a whole lot of record keeping and administrative work to document what happened and what he prescribed and all this stuff. So he has to catch up because they didn't have time during the day.
Right.
The experience that they provide, and through this system we run it for them, is he taps a button on his iPhone. He goes through his schedule, and from his memory he talks about, oh, so-and-so came in with the same symptoms that she had last week. I looked at it for any inflammation and it was the same stage, so I told her to repeat the same treatments and see me again next week. Hit a button, that goes up to the system, up to the cloud, right? And it routes through their people, hear what he said, they have access to the medical system, they can go back to the same appointment a week prior, get all of the original symptoms and carry them forward.
Wow.
And then there's an HL7 electronic medical record standard that pushes data into the medical record system at his hospital, and he gets a notification, and his responsibility, the doctor, goes and looks at it, has to hit a button that says, yeah, that's what I meant. But that's the experience that this company provides for doctors, and I mean, it doesn't matter how much software and automation goes into all the routing, and then there's workflow, and there's quality control, and then there's integration with the medical record system back to the hospital.
Wow.
And the doctor, I mean, if it's personal assistant services for the doctor, because otherwise, how many fewer patients could he see if he's got to spend so much more time?
Right. And the fun thing about that is, I love how you talk about the experience of the end user, and because inherent in that is, we have to deploy something sometimes, and the doctor is going to be there while it's being deployed. We got to make sure it happens well.
Oh, there's all kinds of techie stuff. Yeah. I mean, we've got, I think, 35 different microservices running across 12 different servers, and there's some queues, and there's a SQL Server Enterprise database. We have transparent data encryption for compliance with the regulations.
But the doctor,
there's a lot of techie stuff
going on.
They don't
care, though, and they shouldn't have to.
They don't care.
And so our job is sort of to get out of the way and make sure that not only do we develop in a sane way, but that we deploy and get it out to the users in a sane way as well.
Well, and there's a part of the system that was written 15 years ago that's still running VB6 COM Plus Windows services. And if you remember, sometimes those COM Plus services just go into zombie mode where they stop responding, they don't throw an error, they just stop doing stuff and you can't even poke them. You literally have no idea what's going on. You can't get any insight.
Gotta reboot it, I guess.
I don't know if you remember those days. But anyway, so it's still there. And yeah, you have to kill the process and start the process again, and then it's working just fine. It's not, an actual error didn't happen. It's just the process went into zombie mode. Mm-hmm. That's a technical term, but
yeah.
And so part of our monitoring is to detect this, because what the experience would be is, and in this part of the system I'm thinking of, one of the transcribers would put something in, and then going into the QA process, it just wouldn't arrive, and then they wouldn't be able to get their job done.
Yeah. So
they would call support, or they would report, hey, the system's not working right. So in our monitoring, and this is part of the DevOps philosophy about removing friction everywhere and automating everything, yes, you could have a human being that's monitoring and poking things and say, okay, I need to restart this service. But we built in automatic remediations where if that happens, there's another process that's watching these things. And if that happens, well, there's recipes from learnings. There are recipes that we can run. And one of the recipes is kill the COM Plus application, restart it again, check for good activity, and then we're done. And no human has to get involved, because from time to time, probably about twice a month, these COM Plus processes go into zombie mode. And you know, we're not gonna touch that part of the system right now. We're doing other more valuable stuff. And with that remediation, the people using the system, they don't even know the difference, and everything stays up.
That's super interesting, because I've always considered DevOps to be sort of a deployment thing, but it doesn't, if we look at it from the perspective of the end user, DevOps really means everything from deployment to making sure that everything's healthy, and even if something isn't healthy, to have an automatic way to assess and correct. That's awesome.
I think, and again, there's so much discussion about what it is, what not. From my perspective, DevOps starts with frictionless operating of the system in production, and then goes backwards all the way and meets in the middle with development at QA. And that whole set of processes, because it starts with we've got something and the code is written and now we'd like people to start using it. So what's the chain that you have to do to get people to start using it and support them while they are using it?
That's awesome.
Because, you know, Agile and project management and Scrum, and there's so many things to talk about with how to run projects and backlogs and how to prioritize and do product management. That's that whole, the whole developing software. But then there's a boundary where, okay, we figured out what to do. We figured out what to build. We built it. I think it works locally. Now we think we've got something that we want to push forward. There's an entire chain about not just deploying it, not just a delivery pipeline with parallel test suites, so that you can, in an automatic fashion, automate 90%+ of your validation and your tests, but also the frictionless deployments and upgrading server configurations via scripts instead of remoting into a server, but it's also running it in production.
The I like that.
If you build it, you run it, and fully integrated teams, and breaking this, there's the developers, and there's the ops people. So bring
it's
them
all
together.
The same. Yeah, they don't care.
You know, Agile talks about cross-functional teams, and they were talking about project managers and testers, because there was a tester-developer divide 10 years ago. Well, they were focusing on tester-developer, bringing them together. Well now, the ops people, you got to pull them together too.
That's right. I love the whole approach of, instead of looking at DevOps as it's a fast way to deploy, it's actually more than that. It's delivering value from the testing all the way to people using, and then even beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. It's been helpful.
Happy to.
Again, we're here at MVP Summit 2015. Jeffrey Perlemel, thanks for spending some time with us. We will catch you next time. Take care.